For years, I've been trying to reconcile this in my head. Why are Santa's elves so different than normal elves that we have grown to know and love? Well, I think we have become a progressive enough society that the truth can now be told. These elves are gay. That's right, they're little alternate lifestyle elves of the fantasy world. Now, before you start calling in and sending a ton of email, here's the facts that support my claim. Number one, they live in their own community with a fat man in the North Pole. This is why they can live out of sight and do their own gay elf thing. Number two, they don't dress in earthly colors of browns and greens like their straight elf brethren. They dress in bright, cheery colors of red, bright greens, and yellows. They wear pointy little shoes and hang jingle bells on everything. They don't want to blend. They want to make a fashion statement. Number three, from all accounts, it is clear that they do not run around in the forest with bows, arrows, swords. No, instead they spend most of their time hanging gaudy interior decorating items, working on arts and crafts, and wrapping up their crafts in pretty packages with ribbons and bows and stuff. Come on, how gay can you get? Number four, they spend all of their freaking free time gathering gossip on everyone around the world, trying to decide who is worthy of receiving their arts, crafts, and interior decorating items. Number five, they only come out once a year to party and hang out in public, and mostly at malls and department stores. It's like their own little gay pride festival. It just so happens that it falls on Christmas. That's their cover story, and they've held it up for years. Number six, you never hear of them getting married or having children, yet their numbers remain the same. When was the last time you saw a Christmas elf with a child? Now I will concede that it could be that they are immortal, but then why are they always so happy all the time? If you were stuck at the North Pole for eternity with a fat man and his wife, and you weren't getting a little something-something, how cheery would you be? Those frolicking little bastards. This is Dickie Weebles with an askew point of view.